Every once in a while, we had the treat of seeing a guinea hen in our backyard. Now, I wouldn't have even known what that was, except for my farm girl wife. But she was talking to a neighbor about guinea fowl, and he told us some interesting discoveries he had made about them. Apparently, they have this amazing ability to literally fly straight up when they have to. So when a coyote is chasing, say, a chicken, he's got a pretty good chance of having a chicken dinner, because his prey takes off on an angle. But guinea fowl can just suddenly take off and go straight up, thus seriously disappointing Mr. Coyote. Well, our neighbor said they're talented, but they're stupid. That's because of a phenomenon he observed when some guinea hens were running in his wife's flower garden. They literally got lost in the flower patch, and they just kept running back and forth, actually trampling the flower garden. They just kept running. They were baffled. They didn't know how to get out. Oh, guys, look up. You can fly right out of here. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about unnecessary running. Unbelievable. The guinea fowl gets all worked up, running back and forth, wondering how to get out, and all he has to do is look up. Whoa, wait a minute here. This sounds too familiar. See, Jesus describes how we do a lot of unnecessary worrying and running in our word for today from the Word of God. In Matthew 6, beginning in verse 25, Jesus says, "Do not worry about your life." In verse 28, he says, "Why do you worry?" In verse 31, his command again is, "Do not worry." Then he suddenly describes the guinea fowl-like race that many of us run and the look up that can liberate you from it. Talking about the daily concerns of having our stuff when having what we need, Jesus says the pagans run after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So, basically, Jesus is saying the anxiety level, the sanity of your life, depends on what you are pursuing, what you're really passionate about. If it's earth stuff, welcome to Worryland. If it's the stuff that matters to God, the things that will last forever, welcome to the realm of flying above all the insanity of life's trivial pursuits. If you belong to Jesus Christ, I'm sure in your beliefs you think God's stuff is more important than earth stuff. But your daily living, your choices, may suggest that the reverse is true. Could be that you've allowed yourself to get caught up in the race for what earth has, in an earthbound definition of financial security, trying to get lots of human approval and recognition, and that's where you're getting your worth. And you're running back and forth like a guinea hen in a flower garden. Oh, there's a lot of activity, but not much progress. The difference between personal peace and personal turmoil, I think, is an issue of priorities. Which kingdom are you putting first? If what matters to God, like your time with him, your service for him, the condition of your relationships, if those things have been shoved to the margins by other less eternal pursuits, then you are trapped in a race that knows no peace. But you could look up today. You could see your higher calling to live for what will last. Your Heavenly Father knows your needs. You don't have to run all over the place trying to meet them. As the Bible says, set your heart on things above and start to fly above that race that has worn you out and consumed your peace.
Thanks, Ron. Friend, you don't ever have to miss a word with you. You can have this daily devotional sent directly to your email box as a transcript and with links to audio as well. To subscribe, simply visit our website, awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.